Hey guys, it's Kyler from the Panthers United podcast. This week we have national holidays, school news, sports news, book reviews, and a prayer at the end. Our next podcast is going to be on the 28th. Make sure to tune in for it.
Starting off with this week's national holidays, we have National America's Day. Tomorrow, April 15th, we have National ASL Day. April 16th, National Good Deeds Day. Make sure to do some good deeds. April 17th, National World Circus Day. April 18th, National Adult Autism Awareness Day. April 19th, National Banana Day. And April 20th, make sure to celebrate International Pizza Cake Day with a pizza cake. For next week's days, we have April 21st, National Kindergarten Day. April 22nd, Earth Day. April 23rd is English and Spanish Language Day. April 24th is the start of World Immunization Week. April 25th is a World Penguin Day. April 26th is National Pretzel Day. April 27th is Take Your Child to Work Day. And that about wraps up this week's days of the week.
Hey guys, it's Lainey, and next week from the 17th to the 21st, it'll be TCAP week. TCAP is a very important test that the state requires 2nd through 6th grade to take. It's very important that your child gets a good night's rest and eats a good breakfast that morning. Good luck on TCAP.
I'm Serenade Harville, your speaker for school news. I interviewed 4th grade Miss Devin Hetty. Miss Devin Hetty is a teacher who teaches all subjects instead of switching classes. Miss Hetty, when I asked her about STAR students, she said she doesn't really do that because they have a lot of good and wise students. But anyways, moving on, Miss Hetty is teaching like different types of angles and how to use a protractor in math. Their plan is to use those skills for later art projects in the future. Fortunately, they have been gearing up for TCAP. Thankfully, after TCAP, they get to go to Bend of the River and chill out at, and do activities like BB guns, archery, and chilling at the creek.
Hi, this is Ava and Lily.
And today we will be talking about 5th and 6th grade this week. This week in 5th grade, their current STAR students are Shiree Solomon, Madison Atkins, and their honor roll is Paris, Krishan, Silas, Jackson, Mia, and Tommy. Their projects this year are TCAP. The best thing about being a teacher is the independence, and the worst thing about being a fifth grade teacher is having a messy desk and having to grade.
Fifth grade is currently learning about line plots.
Here's a section from our interview with the sixth grade teacher, Miss Troyer.
Here is our interview for 6th grade.
Hey, do you have any STAR students?
Yes, Angel Conley is a STAR student. She's really has a good attitude.
Do you know what your honor roll is?
No, because I don't look at my grades that often enough to keep track of that. Or too early in the quarter, too.
Do you have any, like, projects you guys are doing?
Yes, we're going to do a tourism between Athens and Sparta or Greece. We're starting to start that today. We'll finish that tomorrow, tourism poster.
What is the best and worst thing about being a teacher?
The best thing would be when students think through a problem and solve it. And the worst thing would be just having to keep everybody focused and on track with so many distractions.
If they don't understand and you need to move on with your lesson, what do you do?
I go back and reteach it and put the vocabulary that they didn't understand into a lesson in the future and just try to review it.
What are you teaching about right now?
Greece. We just started Greece on Tuesday.
What trips will you go on this year?
Camping.
Good. What do you do daily that helps your students?
I'm going to try to keep a consistent schedule. They know that command, attendance, bell ringer, lesson, practice, whatever we're going to do. I try to keep it in the same order and keep them not having to worry about what's next.
Okay. And what is your favorite lesson to teach?
I love to teach ancient Egypt. Mesopotamia at the very beginning of the year.
That's all the questions.
Hi, it's
Kiara Roberts
and Anna Novak. And Thursday, we interviewed the Monterey High School Lady Wildcats coach about his favorite game that they've played so far in this season. But first, Kiara Roberts is going to tell you about the softball and baseball scores of their past games in this season.
The high school softball won 5-3 against York Institute. The high school baseball won 13-3 against Jackson County. The middle school softball lost 17-1 against Livingston, but the middle school baseball won 19-5 against Pickett County. What a game. Now moving on to Anna with Coach Swofford's favorite game stats.
Coach Swofford's favorite game was against Sequatchie County. He thought that the girls that played the best was Allie Height, Allie Novak, Addison Robertson, Kaylin Shepherd, and Dixie Elrod. But it was a great team effort. He thinks that the girls that had the best hit was Allie Height. She had a triple and cleared all the bases. Allie Novak had 5 strikeouts and has 11 most of the other games. The best part was that it was a whole team effort and that all the girls did great. Now to move on to Leia Howard.
Hey guys, it's Layla, and I'm going to be doing a book review. First up, Wings of Fire. Wings of Fire is a fantasy book about dragons. If you like thrilling adventure and mythical creatures, it's a very good series for you to read. Second, Percy Jackson, another thrilling mythical adventure that is based on the Greek gods and goddesses. If you have a younger child, then you could read The Rainbow Fish. The Rainbow Fish is a children's book by Marcus Pfister, who is an illustrator in children's books. The main lesson about this book is to learn to have happiness, friendship, and to share with others. It's a good book to teach children how to share. That's all I have for you, so thank you.
Hey, this is Leia. Feel welcome to join me in a Bible verse and a prayer, but if not, join us all in our next podcast on April 28th. Luke 9:23-27. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whosoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of the Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and his Father's and the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." On to the prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the sun and the rain. Pray for the teachers and staff, for we know they have a lot of responsibility. Pray for all the students today and every day. Pray for all the students for the TCAP test next week. Let them have a restful weekend and do their best. Dear Jesus, put your hedge of protection around the school every day and keep the enemy out. Thank you for everything you do for us and everything you are going to do for us. Amen.